Welcome to MM Plays, our podcast where we design, play, and discuss a game and campaign. Along the way, we will alternate episodes between actual play adventures and the analysis and discussion of games and design theories that relate to the campaign we're playing. For this campaign, we'll be using the mechanics of Cortex Prime, designed by Cam Banks. We randomly selected a theme and ended up with swashbuckling high school urban fantasy. So, join MM Plays as we explore and enjoy a new campaign.
I'm Chris Nizak, and I'll be playing Silas Flainsworth, son of the Flainsworth family with a frozen and fiery intertwined soul.
I'm Old Man Logan. I'm playing Henrik Gunny Gunderson, son of the enigmatic Winter Wind and rookie elemental mage.
My name is Jerry, and I'm playing Santiago Zircon. He is the rebellious and reluctant scion of a powerful magic family.
I'm Phil Vecchione, and I will be your GM.
And welcome back. We return once again for Prospocalypse Now. Our safety tools are already on the table, the X card, and then we've got our rewind, pause, and fast forward. We have one trait on the table. The only trait that's lingering is easy money is easy.
Yeah, baby.
Still having a little problem there.
Yeah, maybe.
You haven't had time to detox yet. And as always, our fantastic players are here, and we're going to pick up pretty much right where we left off. You guys had just gotten into a black SUV at the Niagara Casino. And you are whisked away, the three of you, a number of agents, your father, Gunny.
Messamy and Bo. Yeah.
And Casey. So all of you are in this Suburban. It's a little cramped, but the Suburban is not stopping. It just makes a beeline out of Niagara Falls, right into Buffalo, and takes you right to Vail headquarters. As it pulls into the parking garage for Vail headquarters, Victor and several agents are waiting as the Suburban arrives.
We did it.
Yeah.
Casey looks at you guys and is like, I guess this is the end of the ride for me.
Oh, your parents are going to be so disappointed in you. Can I step away?
Do the right thing.
She looks at you after she's had your father imprisoned in this magical spell.
I just look her dead in the eye and say, do the right thing.
One of the other agents gently grabs her by the collar and eases her out of the Suburban, and a couple agents take her and head inside. A couple of other agents come and help Jürgen out. He is pretty weak. He looks terrible.
Yeah.
He's definitely emaciated.
Is the tags unkempt, malnourished, dehydrated, a la D12.
And his stress is up there. He's a mess. They actually put him in a wheelchair. He stops. He talks to Victor for a second. Victor leans down, talks to him, and then Victor puts his hand on his shoulder, pats his shoulder, and nods his head, and they wheel him into headquarters.
I suppose we're going to go in, too.
Victor's standing by the door as you guys all exit.
2 for 2 successful rescues.
Yes.
Are we 2 for 2? Yeah.
We're 2 for 2.
You gentlemen and ladies have done an incredible job tonight. I was pretty confident that you were going to be able to track down your father, but I wasn't expecting you guys to lead your own rescue operation.
All due respect, Mr. Flamesworth. Once we knew where he was, there was no way in hell I wasn't going in there.
I don't blame you. In fact, you have exceeded my expectations, all of you. Gunny, your father is going to need some medical and magical treatments.
Absolutely.
After he gets enough strength back, I need to debrief him. When all of that is done, there'll be time for you to see him, so please be patient. But there's a lot we need to learn.
I waited this long. I guess I can wait a little longer.
It won't be too long. Also, as we speak, Vail agents are raiding the casino and shutting it down right now. Pretty good number of agents are going over there to collect evidence and dismantle everything. So, what I need from the five of you, I need you to go home and get some rest. I'll be spending the night here. In the morning, go to school and go see Ms. Cortez. She'll have some assignments and stuff for you. Arrangements are already being made to excuse you from classes this week. As part of an extended junior guardians project.
Sounds good.
Have a good night. Before you guys get too far, Silas, Victor puts his hand on your shoulder and then he leans in and he's like, I'm really proud of you. Nice job tonight.
Just doing what you asked us to do.
But also, you did a nice job.
The guys did a nice job. I just helped.
Okay.
And the girls.
Also, you didn't get Messamy hurt, so good. We don't have Erlis coming down here and freezing the entire building. So.
You know, if that was a concern, then maybe we should have talked about that before.
It was a joke, Silas.
Ah.
But also, I didn't really think it through. Also, I didn't think you'd actually mount a whole rescue operation.
Well, I wasn't going to be able to stop Gunny once he wanted to go. Plus, I didn't really want to stop Gunny. I wanted to help him.
It's good. We got a lot of work to do in the next couple of days.
I'll tell Mom that you won't be home tonight.
She already knows, but tell her I said hi.
Sure.
All right, on your way.
Didn't we take T's car to Niagara Falls?
They had to bring it back for you.
He'll walk over and hand his keys to one of the agents.
Your car will be in the driveway in the morning. They're going to secure the whole area and all of that, but a couple Suburbans pull up to take you guys home.
Riding into the back of the Suburban, got my phone out, texting our private group chat, because I don't know, are we all in the same car again?
Silas and Mesame are in one car.
Three of us can be in a car together.
Yeah, I group chat.
Is anybody else going to be completely incapable of sleep tonight besides me?
I'm exhausted.
Okay.
Plus...
He texts and he stops for a second, pauses, looks over, he's like,
I've got a pretty good way to fall asleep every night.
Point taken.
Are Bo and Mesame now in the group chat?
Yeah.
Bo texts and is like,
look, if you need help sleeping, I can help you. I'll give it a shot, but I'll keep that in mind.
There's
thanks.
Nothing weird about that. Only because there's magic. Otherwise, it'd be weird.
Laughing emoji comes back. Ha ha.
LOL.
I'll let you all sleep with your own dreams tonight. JK, JK.
There's just three dots that I send.
T pauses for a second, thinks really hard, tries to come up with a good comeback, finally texts back.
You're in my dreams anyway, period.
And then sits and looks away.
Hard
is that
emoji,
in the group chat?
Emoji,
that's in the group chat, yes.
Yeah, it just explodes with heart emojis and like sappy gifs.
Yeah. Mesame looks at you and she's like, your life is way more exciting than when we first started dating.
Well, I have magic now. That helps.
I've had magic for years before you. My life was never this exciting.
Well, you realize that the reason that it's exciting is because somebody tried to kill you.
Yeah. We shouldn't do that again.
Yeah, I'm just letting this all try to sink in, Mesame, but we're just kids. This is not okay.
I mean, yes.
Somebody tried to stab you and take your essence. We've had to, like, run around this city fighting dark wizards and prosperity cults. The most exciting thing that anybody does at our age is, like, maybe... shut down an elemental, which was out of control. And we did that on like our first mission. Ever since then, it's been out there.
You shut down an elemental?
We helped an elemental pass on.
Really?
Yes.
What was it like?
Sad, but in a peaceful way.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, my mom's already made it a point that I'm going to a magical therapist to talk about what happened. I'm probably not okay.
Probably not.
It probably just hasn't caught up to me yet.
Maybe, and sure. I mean, you still have those terrible nightmares that I can feel. I should probably see a therapist, too. I mean, I did have, like, two people's souls inside of me for a period of time, my own and yours. And then I can still feel
I'm glad you had to tell me it was mine.
Sure.
I was there.
I remember. Do you remember?
Of course I remember.
Okay. Because sometimes you remember and sometimes you don't remember what actually happened.
I remember being inside you.
It's not as sexy as it sounds.
Not that way. Time doesn't pass the same. And it wasn't like I could ride through your eyes and see what was going on.
By the way, as soon as I say it's not as sexy as it sounds, the guy that's driving us home turns up the divider shade because he doesn't want to hear this.
Yeah, he's like, oh, Flamesworth kids talking. I don't know if this is sex stuff or not. I don't want to know.
That's Victor and Erlis's kids.
I really don't.
Not interested.
I really don't want to. I don't want to hear anything about this.
Bail agent McCarthy is like, oh!
I need to have 100% plausible deniability for this.
Yeah, McCarthy needs to go home knowing nothing. How was your day? Nope. Just wasn't. Just nothing. Yeah, Mesame is like, at the time, there were times where I could see flashes of things that happened. It wasn't like I could see every day go by. In fact, I really didn't have until I woke up, had any understanding of how much time really passed. I was there. And when you communed with me, that was crystal clear. The time when you first communed with me and we were in that space, that's the most coherent memories I have of when we were merged together.
All we've been doing for half a year is fighting. Not you and me.
No.
Me and the guys.
Yeah.
And trying to solve highly stressful problems and being on the edge of a grand conspiracy.
So we should take a vacation.
I mean, yeah. After school's over, we should totally take a vacation for the summer.
We should see if the other guys want to, like, we should take a vacation.
We should go to Hawaii or Jamaica or some all-inclusive resort where we don't have to worry about anything.
I'm pretty sure I could sweet-talk my mom into paying for something like that.
Special bonus beach episode coming soon from Children of the Shrub, where something terrible happens while we're on vacation.
So we should go on vacation. Not on a cruise ship, though. Somewhere where there's land.
No, simply solid.
And with water.
And with a veil presence.
And with sunshine.
I'm sure I could convince my mother to cover something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if she killed that person.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it.
Sorry, I'm still pretty upset about it.
I know. And it's okay for you to be upset about it. You don't have to feel... I mean, we're feeling each other's feelings, so I know you're upset about it. And you're not wrong. I have some other feelings about it.
Look, I know I need to let it go. At some point, I will probably. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, play your cards right. That could be your mother-in-law. I'm just saying. You could be stuck with me.
We could be stuck together. don't we have to do college first?
Yeah, trust me, we're not running off to get married.
I also don't think I'm ever going to be not stuck with you based on the magic that's binding us together.
Yeah. So we better
figure it out.
Yes.
Do you want to go on a date? Like a real date?
Yes.
I'll plan something. We can go. I will find us a place to go to dinner and then we can go rock climbing.
Okay. Probably next week after the apocalypse.
I mean, if we don't have anything to do tomorrow, maybe we could just go do that and relax.
Sure. I feel like we could blow off a little steam.
Sure. We haven't dated in 6 months.
Sure.
We've just lived in the same body.
4 days to the awakening.
I can't sit around and wait for the world to end. I've been doing that for 6 months.
Rock climbing, huh?
Sure, why not?
All right, I'm in. In the other car, Boa's if he really needs help going to sleep, I could just whip up a quick ritual.
He says he wants to try it on his own, though, first.
I'm right here. I appreciate it, though. I do.
I could just a real quick put a little delay on it or give you a command word. Just write out sweet dreams.
You know what? Let's do that.
Okay. You trigger it when you're ready. She's got a black magic marker. She takes your hand and she draws a few things on it. All right. All you need to do is, say the magic word and you're going to be super tired and want to go to sleep. You're going to have some great dreams. And when you wake up in the morning, you'll be refreshed.
Abracapocus?
If that's what you like.
Hocus cadabra?
And be careful. I only said it once. It'll be good for you. You probably need some sleep. And my guess is... you're super excited, and we still have 4 days before the awakening.
Yes, you are correct.
The Suburban drops you off outside your house. There's light on upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
It's Monday night.
It is.
You've been out for a while.
I've been out for a while.
Mom's sitting in the couch. She's got a blanket on her.
Hey.
She's clearly fallen asleep on the couch. Where have you been?
Oh, crap, it's late. Oh, sorry.
I mean, it's not super late, but it's late. You have school tomorrow.
I do. And I should probably crash, but
Were you out with your friends?
Yeah.
Were you doing anything weird?
No, nothing weird. Just, with everything that's happened, with the prom and everything, it's just I'm trying to process everything and my friends are trying to help me and we end up hanging out and talking about heavy stuff and you know how it gets.
I do, actually. Your dad and I have probably broken up, not broken up. Before he passed 6 or 7 times. So yes, I am all too familiar with a broken heart. Sometimes it just isn't meant to be.
Well, as my friends keep telling me, broken hearts heal.
They do. They do. You just move on. And sometimes, it's somebody you go out and find. And sometimes it's just, somebody you bump into. It could be... you're taking out the trash at the store and you walk out the back and...
No, I am not going to talk about that.
Again, who was that? He's very handsome.
He is very handsome and he's very popular and I'm not entirely... Well, no.
Are you feeling a little protective?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I feel like somewhere in there was a cut into Caswell standing in a hotel room saying, about to make your dreams come true. And then it cuts back.
Look, we can have a conversation like that another time. I need to try and sleep for school tomorrow.
Yeah, you
not
do.
Not 100% sure I can, but I'm hoping I can. So,
yeah, look, free pass on being out too late tonight, but it's a school week. You need to, absolutely. You still have grades and finals and stuff. So,
yep.
Home at a respectable hour tomorrow.
I will make every effort. I'm trying to remember if we have some junior guardian stuff.
I mean, if it's school related, it's school related. They're not going to keep you out all night.
No, they shouldn't. So that's usually a thing. So I'm gonna go crash. Now we'll see you in the morning.
You are nothing but a bag of lies.
I am.
He's got a trait that makes it easy to lie to his mom somewhere.
I think he overcame that one recently, but...
You gotta get better at telling the truth without telling the whole truth.
You know?
You two get dropped off.
Yep.
Bo gives you a kiss goodnight, mm-hmm. Heads in, have a good sleep.
I will.
I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Are you picking me up?
As long as my car's back in my driveway.
You get home and your parents are there and they're like, oh, are you okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Mr. Flameworth called. Do you need anything? Are you hungry? Your dad made some food. He thought you might be hungry after your adventure.
I could eat.
I got some braised ribs in the fridge for you, and I also have some mashed potatoes in the oven still.
That sounds like a plan.
Is he finally home?
You should not be up. Go to bed.
I just want to make sure he's home.
Get to bed, young lady.
I'm good. I had Silas, Gunny, Bo, and Mesame with me, so we were good.
Mr. Flameworth called. We're aware of what you did tonight. Like,
how's Gunny? Is he okay? Is everything good?
Yeah, he's better than ever. He's actually doing really, really well.
Okay.
And you?
Yes.
Don't you have school?
Yes.
Go.
Okay. Go. I'm like 17.
Yes. Yeah. You are still a minor. Go. To bed.
Things are okay. Whatever Victor told you, we were successful in what we were trying to do.
We know that you're going to be busy this week, so we'll be up in the evenings. Mm-hmm. If you need to bring any of your friends over to do any work or anything, we'll make sure that the basement's clear. Like,
oh, thank you.
Whatever you need. You know, we get it.
It's an awkward time, but it's enlightening. For all the chaos, is starting to figure kind of out what I want to do and where I want to go.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
is that a thing you want to sit and talk about, or
not sure yet? But I'm
okay.
I didn't think I would enjoy being part of the veil as much as I am.
It's an exciting life.
Yeah, yeah. It is not dull. Plus, you know, I never thought I'd really get that close to people like Victor and Erlis. Meeting them a couple times has been interesting.
I mean, that's one way to describe it. I mean, Victor's scary in his own way, but not Erlis scary. I think we all acknowledge Erlis is kind of a different level of...
My only time meeting her, she was actually on our side. I know she's terrifying, like, if I met her on the street. But the time that I met her, we were in the middle of all working towards the same common goal. And it's an interesting, terrifying thing to see that kind of force when it's not directed in your direction.
Yes, and to be clear, she wasn't on your side. Your side and hers happened to line up with each other. Erlis is her own side.
I understand that. Okay, we were on her side.
No, your side and her side aligned. Erlis doesn't have allies. Erlis doesn't have...
That's your mother telling you this, by the way.
Yeah, Erlis doesn't keep enemies.
Oh, I figured that part out. It's best to not be one of her enemies.
No.
We had the same goal.
Yes, you had the same goal, although I think, as you recall, she might have had a slightly different goal.
Here you go, kiddo. Your dad drops a plate in front of you, piled with machos and braised ribs, and there's even some salad on there.
I don't talk to Victor about this, but let's be honest. My goal was to get Mesame back. Everything else was just secondary. That was my goal. Get Mesame back, get my friends out alive. That was it.
Of course. That was Silas's girlfriend and everything mm-hmm. that happened to Silas, and you've been friends with him. Like, of course, that's what you were there for. You're a young man. Like, you're not ready to be immersed into the politics of the Vale.
Oh, the politics are ridiculous.
Yes, well, it's worse when you get older. But what you've been doing is great. And if it's helping give you some idea of what you want to do after high school, that's also fantastic. And I would love to talk to you about it.
You should, but I think I'm going to finish with this and then go upstairs. I should probably get some sleep before tomorrow.
You should.
So I'm pretty good.
Not doing any weird dreaming tonight, are you?
These days, I always get a good night's sleep.
Tuesday morning. You guys all get up. It's school day. Gunny, you slept incredibly well. Really relaxing dreams, pleasant, no weirdness, no howling songs in your head or anything like that. Just like a really cool, chill dream of like being on vacation.
Yeah. Maybe just a hint of some Zeppelin in the background.
Yeah. Nothing that rattled you. So, all of you, anybody doing anything special, getting up, getting ready, that kind of thing?
Silas has a routine.
Okay. Yeah. You pick up Mesame, run through Tim's. Do you pick Derek up?
Yes.
Grab Derek, pull into the parking lot. It looks like a perfectly normal...
May, spring, school day.
It is. It's not super warm out, but it's not winter anymore. Already people are starting to wear like shorts and stuff like that.
None of this matters to me. I regulate my internal temperature.
In both directions now, right?
Correct.
yeah, Mesame gets out. She's like, it's so funny. She's like, on one hand, this is what we do every day, right? We're teenagers, we go to school kind of thing. But I still feel like I'm coming back from vacation every time I come into school. I'm just like so like still out of it in terms of like what's going on in class and all of that stuff.
Well, on the bright side, you only got one more month of this, then you get summer vacation. And then we get to do it all again for a whole other year.
And then summer school after summer vacation.
That's true.
I mean, it's okay. My mother's getting me a tutor for the summer, so I'll be learning at my own pace.
I thought I was tutoring you.
Sure. But somebody like a teacher has to like there has to be a teacher who signs off on.
Oh,
all this
you're
stuff.
Being homeschooled for summer school instead of in summer school in the high
school.
Yeah,
but I still need a study partner. So
yeah. Well, we got you covered.
All right.
I think I'm going to try to get some sort of follow around interny type ship thing with my dad at the Vail so I can follow the law department around.
I feel like after all this, he kind of owes you.
I'm sure I can get it. I usually don't try to like pull my my name around or throw it around.
Look, after the last couple of weeks, I'm pretty sure you're using your own name right now. You've had a couple of really impressive weeks. Even normal Vail agents don't have these kind of achievements.
That's because most of the time Vail agents are doing boring work like looking through 90% of the internet for rumors and bad stuff that happens that could expose the magical world. It's kind of a boring job from what I hear.
I'm kind of looking forward to some boring soon.
Me too.
So your boring internship, my homeschooling. Yeah, it's going to be a good summer.
It'll be nice.
I feel right about that time everybody's phone pings and they're like,
good morning, Action Squad. How's everybody doing today?
Hey, look who got a good night's sleep, wink emoji.
I did. Thank you so, so much. That was amazing. I needed it.
Told you.
What do you think of Action Squad? Is that too much?
It's a little much.
I think it's fine. I'm good with it.
Outvoted. Action Squad to the rescue.
I mean, come on, Bo. You're the one that's mostly hyper about all this stuff.
Yeah, but I'm trying not to look like a spaz.
I put a laugh emoji in the chat after that.
I'm trying to look cool.
No just spazzes on this Action Squad.
You being you is cool enough.
Aww.
We are all cool.
Smiley face. Homeroom bell goes off. You guys all head into school. Shortly after that, in each of your homerooms, you're told that you should go check in with Miss Cordes.
I give Lisa a wink as I get up to leave. Extra credit project.
Yeah, especially as you're heading into college application time, this kind of shit infuriates her.
I know. That's when I lean down when I'm getting up and I say, this is going to look really good on my transcript when I apply for Yale.
I hate you.
You coming to Yale?
You know I'll be there.
Okay.
You pick the school. I'll get in.
I already did.
That's the one you want?
That's where I'm going.
It's on.
Is that what you want to do?
What I want to do is get accepted before you. I didn't say I was going. I'm just going to get accepted. We'll decide where I'm going.
I put my fist up to give her a fist pound.
She hits it. She's like, I hate you, but you make me work harder than anyone else in the school. So you're also pretty cool.
It's too bad I'm not there.
All right. After homeroom, you make your way over to Ms. Cortez's classroom. It's empty. She's just in there by herself when you walk in. Good morning.
Good morning.
Exciting day yesterday?
It was. Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. I did talk to your father, Silas, this morning. He caught me up on what you guys did yesterday and the raid at the casino. So really impressive work.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And congratulations, Gunny, on your dad.
I haven't heard anything yet this morning on how he's doing, but he was in good hands. So
from what Mr. Flamesworth told me this morning, he is doing well. He's being tended to by both regular doctors and some magical healing, and he's recuperating nicely. It's going to be a little bit of a path for him, but he's not in any danger.
My father said that you might have something for us to do today. That's why we're here.
Yeah. We have 4 days until the awakening. We don't actually know a lot yet. Yesterday, I tasked the rest of the guardians to try to track Gabby and Jesse. They've had a little bit of success doing it. Gabby and Jesse have done a pretty solid job of keeping themselves hidden. But on top of that, we don't have any idea what the awakening ritual is. From your descriptions, from the back rooms, all we know is that these kids are just buying up a bunch of blood money.
That's correct.
That's the only thing we know. We don't really understand what the essence is. How does all that tie into the awakening? So we just don't understand the mechanics of it.
So how can we help then?
We definitely need help research-wise with that. We also need to figure out where this ritual is going to be cast. This ritual doesn't seem like the thing that you could just pick any spot to do.
Okay.
There's probably something important about the spot, but we, again, without understanding the ritual and without understanding too much about what's going on, really can't nail down a spot. So my plan was to have the rest of the class keep looking for Gabby and Jesse, but they could use help. And we just need help with the awakening, the actual mechanics of it. And I'm not talking like specific mechanics of the ritual, but
conceptually,
what they're trying to accomplish, as well as a location.
Basically, how are they trying to do what they're trying to do is what we're looking for.
Exactly.
And how, where, and can we find Gabby and Jesse?
Yeah, the thing we know is we know when it's going to happen, but if we understood the ritual and the location, we would be a lot better prepared for what's going to happen.
I just had a thought. They're doing this. Part of the process is everybody buying up blood money on Call of Violence. All the original Call of Violence servers got taken down and disappeared. We track the new Call of Violence servers.
We should probably get Archie to help us with that.
Yeah. Because I think, I mean, we've all played the game.
Yeah.
We should be able to put enough focus items together or even just thoughts and images to help a ritual to track where those servers might be. Because for that many players and for that much activity, you got to have a pretty good server farm for that.
I mean, we just get the internet guy to use internet magic to talk to the internet to tell us where the internet stuff is.
Bingo.
I think that's probably a pretty good step one. It also, it'll probably help if he's doing that instead of looking for Gabby and Jesse, you might be off the grid. Also, we should probably go talk to Alyssa Avna up at UB2. She's a librarian. She's also a Cyclops. I bet she would know, or at least help us find out stuff about how an awakening ritual could be performed. I bet she has some amount of historical knowledge concerning what happened with the internet and what happened with electricity.
Oh, that's a good thought.
We've also got to think, where would be...
Well, if we find the servers, we find the location.
Mm-hmm.
The servers are, they're handling all the blood money.
Sure, but if we find them, then we have all the data. We can just siphon through that to figure out where they are.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I would hope so. Otherwise, at that's least, a total dead end.
No, but it at least might be a step on the path. But it's a prosperity ritual.
Sure. Yeah.
Where's the money spot in Buffalo?
I mean, pick a bank. Also, pick another casino. Also, I don't know, pick a giant business. Could be Tesla.
Wouldn't be Tesla. A bank.
Or a stadium.
Or a stadium.
This is what I was thinking. A convergence of business and entertainment all in one area where you could have a whole bunch of people gather without it being suspicious.
There's a lot. There's too many options is the problem. So we have three avenues of investigation based on what we just heard. One is find the location. One is find out what's going on. And the third is find Jesse and Gabby. I'm going to go head up to UB and talk to Avna.
I'll start looking at seeing about putting together a ritual to track the convergence of prosperity magic.
If they've gone to ground, air quotes, maybe elementals can help find them.
Sure. I mean, you have some friends.
That's a thought too.
Mm-hmm.
Enough planning. Time for action.
We split up.
You go talk to Archie. Action squad. Let's do this.
Ms. Cortez just looks at you when you say that. What was that?
Action squad.
Look, it's a work in progress, okay? I like it.
No judgment.
What was your team's name in
the end of this ritual? Maybe I'll tell you our class name. Action squad.
You excited, Bo?
Yeah.
She's probably literally bouncing on her toes at the moment.
You don't have to be cool. You can just be excited.
Okay, well, this is pretty cool because we got like 4 days before, you know, the awakening, whatever that is. Maybe we're going to find out what it is, where it is. And honestly, if we find Gabby and Jesse, like, I got a pillow hammer with their name on it.
Silas actually laughs out loud like that.
Remember, Bo, just be you. Don't worry about being anything more than you.
You're very sweet.
Because you are already cool.
Yeah.
Aw, look at you. I like him.
We wouldn't be where we are if you weren't you.
You might want to keep me around, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
We really have to look into getting him a girlfriend.
So, Action Squad, let's do our things. And
I think I have another prospect for
you. We're off.
Relationships are rough.
You'll excuse me if I don't take any more dating advice from T.
I actually say that as I put my hand in Mesame's hand and I smile at her. I'm like, relationships are rough.
That's what makes them worthwhile.
Right. Big action. Gotta run.
Who would like to go first? I believe you went with a full divide and conquer, right?
Yeah, full divide and conquer.
We didn't have to, but we did.
Okay.
Let's bring the angels into play.
All right. So Gabby and Jesse.
Yes.
Thing you should know is, again, these beats are 2 beats per day, which means that these actions that you guys are taking take a while.
Sure.
When you go to do research, you're doing research for hours.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
A beat is a roll, right?
Yeah. For all of these. So for every check you make, we're not going for effect die. We're going for success versus heroic success. On the multi-success tests, a failure gains you 0 successes. A success gains you 1 success. A heroic success gains you 2 successes. The inverse is true on the time test. A heroic success ticks no boxes. Mm-hmm. A regular success ticks 1 box. And a failure ticks 2 boxes.
Can I make a suggestion about timing?
Yes.
So that it makes more sense. So it's an eight-step track, right?
Correct.
Like we have eight boxes, essentially.
Yep.
Instead of saying 2 boxes a day, what do we just say, like, once 2 boxes are expended, a day has passed?
Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, because if somebody fails a roll, 2 boxes have been expended, and then a day passes without anybody else doing anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Which just means that we get stalled out, narratively.
Yes.
Which is fine, which just means that whatever the other people were doing, it takes an extra day.
Yeah.
That's just how I think we should interpret the narrative going forward.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
So, like, if you go talk to Archie, you can't find him for a day. If he rolls first and fails, mm-hmm. I can't get a meeting with Alyssa Avna for a whole day, whatever that is.
Or you're in the books for a whole day.
Right. I think that is how we should handle the, mm-hmm. the narrative of
that sounds
what's
good.
Going on.
We're starting with Gunny.
Yeah.
And you are going to meet up with the rest of the Junior Guardians.
Yes.
A number of them catch up with you. They've been trying all sorts of stuff. Archie's tapped out. He's like, if they've got phones, I can't find them. They don't have their phones. Their phones are gone. I'm going to take off with T to work on location.
Do you know what might be helpful at some point? We have Casey's phone.
No, we don't. I blew it up.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Sorry.
Well, we've got parts of Casey's phone.
I'm good. I'm not that good. I could put a screen back together, but I can't reassemble. Sorry,
you go run the other lead and... Yep.
When he says, I could put a screen back together, Robbie rubs his head and says, it's okay. I know you could do it if you really needed to.
I mean, I'm sure I could, like, with a big enough ritual, yeah.
I feel like one of the themes of this game is supporting relationships.
Yes, absolutely.
So what's your plan?
All right, if you guys have exhausted all of your quote-unquote logical ritual tracking stuff, I thought maybe we would tap into a little bit of a higher power.
What do you got in mind?
You talking about, like, getting religion?
No, not really.
Because it's not real, according to the Veil.
Hold on to your socks. Hey, Kazafel.
There's, like, a few moments, and then there's, like, a little breeze, and then Kazafel just appears. Hey, man. What's up? Oh, hey.
Oh, my. He's actually got an angel. Maybe I was wrong about that whole getting religion thing.
Oh, hey, I remember some of you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're at the school again.
Yeah.
Your friend Silas isn't around, is he?
No, he's working on another thing.
Still a little touchy about that. Okay.
Don't worry. You guys will be good.
There's a cut. Silas is like scratching his nose. Like, who's talking about me? Cuts back.
My ears are burning.
Hi, Kaz. Good to see you again.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, guys? Like, we're past prom. Hey, what about the thing with your dad?
Rescued his ass.
My man.
Action squad to the rescue, baby.
Is that what you guys are calling yourselves?
That's what I called us.
Okay. Well, you know, guess you're
workshopping. Anyhow, here's the point.
Yeah.
I look around at the group and they're all like slack-jawed looking at this
guy. I mean, several of them, girls and guys, are just kind of wide-eyed looking at Kazafel.
For those of you who don't know and have never had a formal introduction, this is Kazafel. Kazafel is an angel.
Yes, and most of you are minors, so hello and welcome, but we'll have to meet again later.
Dantella walks right up to him, hands her his card, and says, you should call me later, like when I'm 18.
Yes, sure, we'll keep that in mind. And just like sleight of hands and disappears it. You don't think he put it in his pocket, but he didn't want to insult her. So it just like blew away down the hall behind him kind of thing.
Okay.
Yes.
I realize this might be a little bit of a distracting thing, but Kazafel, I think, is going to be able to help us out here. Here's the shtick.
Yeah, what are we up to?
Two of the members of the Junior Guardians, Gabby and Jesse.
Yeah.
They were part of the Prosperity Cult.
Oh.
They lit out. They're in hiding. They have no phones. We can't track them through electronics.
Yeah, we've tried rituals. We haven't been able to find them with a ritual.
So, we're wondering if elementals might be able to finagle something. And I'm like, man, you know who's really tapped into air?
I mean,
my
who
man
else?
Kaz.
Who else, brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking maybe you.
I mean, they got to breathe it, right?
You got it.
Can't hide from air.
No.
Yeah, you are a smart man.
I'm assuming that you'll need to know stuff about them.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
we'll
definitely.
Describe them in detail. We've got some pictures, I'm sure, on people's phones that we can show you.
Sure, sure thing.
So we'll give you everything.
Yeah, we're going to need a little bit more than that. We can construct a ritual that'll kind of help convey your memories, like your impressions and memories to me about them. That'll help me more in kind of spreading the word to some of the other air elementals. Cool. Let's talk about cost.
Absolutely.
So.
Clearly, I've been calling on you a lot. And I mean, by a lot, like twice, but.
I mean, look, we're relatives, so like, I'm not taking it personally.
Of course not. For a date with his mom.
Shut up.
That should be the cost, because it's the last thing he wants to give.
D jumps up for a second. I volunteer as tribute.
No, no, little girl. No, no, no.
Appreciate the enthusiasm. That's great.
Dantella nudges him, nudges her too. She's like, no, I volunteer as tribute.
We can get into tribute like that later.
No, you cannot.
Much later.
Yes. Come see me at the end when you guys graduate.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, what are we talking about?
So you've been doing me favors.
I like doing you favors. Kind of. Not so much when your father compels me. That's a little rude.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I figure that I probably owe you a favor.
Yeah, I would think so, right?
So that would probably be a start, a favor from me when you need it.
Hmm. You're mildly interesting. Got some inkling of power. You seem to know a whole network of underage kids. That's not a plus.
Very resourceful underage kids.
Mm.
And you've seen what the Action Squad can do.
Whew.
What's the Action Squad?
Oh, sorry. That's just kind of the word I use to describe the crew that I've been working with most closely for some of the activities during the course of this.
I think he means like Silas and T and stuff.
Silas and T and Bo and SMA.
That's a terrible name.
So apparently we're not part of the Action Squad.
It's also a terrible name. I don't really want to be part of the Action Squad.
Like I said, I woke up this morning and I wanted to greet them. So I said, hey, Action Squad. It just like we're workshopping it.
Bo, how did you let that happen?
I'm the one who said something, but the rest of the boys all thought it was good, so.
T?
I like Action Squad.
Quit standing around staring at the angel and go hunt. No offense.
Okay, Bo, you and I and Archie should probably go do our thing.
Can I come too? I don't want to be part of the Action Squad. That's what Robbie says.
Sure, come on along. I mean, by being with us, you're kind of part of the Action Squad.
Can we, like, have a sub-squad with a better name?
Because there's more of us. I mean, he's by himself. There's going to be two of us together. We're, by default, part of the Action Squad.
I suppose.
Listen, we're all the Junior Guardians. That's the part that matters. Junior Guardians, go! Let's do this.
Yay.
As we walk away, Bo kind of looks over her shoulder one more time at KSFL, and T looks down. He's like, yeah, I know. He is ridiculously dreamy.
Get it? Dreamy.
She's like, you don't know the half of it. Dreamy.
Oh. Oh.
So, you need a favor. Look, I like you. I know what I'd ask for, but I know you're going to say no.
Let's just say it's not 100% off the table.
Well, no.
There are conditions.
There are conditions?
There are conditions.
Harry, what kind of conditions?
Certain information has come to light that has altered my perspective just a little bit.
Like what?
That will be between you and me at another time.
Hmm.
The rest of the Junior Guardians don't need to be party to this conversation. That's,
oh, now he's keeping serious. Oh, what's going on here?
No, it's just, it's personal. And it's not really relevant to the topic at hand.
Ah, you look pretty desperate. Kind of a little pitiful here.
Is that working? Because I'm really trying.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I'm going to do you this because we're related, but you are definitely going to owe me one. And in fact, I do have something in mind. Clear your weekend. Not this coming weekend, but I'll pick a weekend. You clear your weekend. I got something.
All right. Now we're getting somewhere.
I'm going to be your component for this ritual thing. And I'll put a word out to the air elementals. See what we can find.
Awesome.
Not saying it's not that it's going to, you know.
Well, I'm sure it's by no means a guarantee, but this is right now, this is probably our best shot at this avenue of inquisition.
Casafel will offer you an asset, him being the asset, up to a D10, but that is equal to the favor you need to do.
Okay.
So what do you want?
Yeah, throw a 10 on it.
Will this asset give us fictional positioning to make a roll to try to track down Gabby and Jesse?
Yes. Yeah, he actually will also contribute a straight D10 to your ritual roll. How are you with kids?
Well, since technically I'm still one of them.
No, I mean kids.
We'll find out.
Don't disappoint me.
I won't. All right. Ritual time.
Before we start your role, the Junior Guardians spent yesterday trying to track Gabby and Jesse. So I need somebody to just take 3d8.
I'll do it.
Okay. And roll against my difficulty. Oof.
Jeez, Phil.
That's a 17.
I got a 16 because that's the highest I could possibly roll.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I bothered.
Yeah, I mean, I just... Yes. All right. So the Junior Guardians did not get anywhere.
By the way, I rolled a 16. This is the highest I could possibly roll.
Pretty nice roll.
There was also a 1 in there.
It doesn't matter on the Junior Guardians.
Okay.
It was just potentially to chew off a few successes. It means the Guardians got nowhere finding Gabby and Jesse yesterday.
Okay.
So you're coming at this thing fresh.
You're the worst.
Thank you. Are you just talking about that improbable die roll? It could have been a couple of ones. Could have rolled like a 9 and 2 ones.
I know.
I didn't.
I know.
Okay.
All right. Let's do this thing.
You'll be happier when this game's done. I go back to rolling other dice that are trash.
I don't care.
We like complications.
I got tons of tools to defeat these rolls. We've proved it many, many times.
So we've got a D8 from Mage for this, or Veil, either one. We have a D10 from Geek, because I'm pretty smart about learning these rituals after watching a bunch of people do it, and I figured out some of the prosperity ritual stuff myself. We're going to go with my distinction, A Leaf on the Wind. That seems appropriate.
Sure does. Elemental.
There be an 8.
And take the D10 for Kesville.
Can I ask a question? So what does this ritual look like? Like, what is the intent of it?
The intent is to use the air elementals to locate Gabby and Jesse.
So, like, they fly out, they find them, they come back, and they tell you?
Yeah, essentially.
Okay.
That's what I was envisioning it as.
Stating that right up front will help Phil create complications when we roll ones.
If.
When?
Is there anything else we can pull in here?
Not much hanging around on the table right now.
Mana pool? Trying to remember. Can we just grab mana from the mana pool, or does that have to be combat?
You can, but then you don't have that for a long period of time, depending on what Phil says.
Mm-hmm. Right. I rock a sizable mana pool, so I'm prepared to go without a die for a while if I need to. So I'm going to throw another D8 in there.
Okie dokie.
Rock and roll. Give me a diff.
No, see, that's reasonable. 12.
Me likey. That's a shit roll. And there's a 1. Thanks, Chris.
No, thanks, Chris. It was inevitable.
Well, I got to spend my point to add an extra die, which makes it a 14, and there's a 1 for you to buy.
14 to 12, that's a success. That just ticks one box, and you get 1 success for finding Gabby and Jesse, and I will buy your 1. So yeah, you've put the word out to the air elementals. They're looking around. We're going to use one called Getting Paranoid. It's just a D6, but Gabby and Jesse are starting to get a little squirrely that they may be hunted. No instant location, because you need multiple successes on this, but the elementals are out checking places, and they will actually return back to you. Like, your ritual has allowed Kazafel to magically convey to the air elementals what you're looking for. They're on the prowl.
They're on the prowl, and now we wait.
Thank you for listening to Misdirect Mark Plays. Now let's do some Patreon shoutouts before we get out of here. Let's start with the Royal Court. First off is Tiffany Reynolds, the untitled Tiffany Reynolds, the Polish Ogre, our very own Polish Ogre, Lars Henrik Evjan, the Lord Out of Time, Jim Likes Games, the Royal Merchant Emeritus, Chromatic Chameleon, the Queen's Spy Mistress, J.T. Evans, the Queen's Librarian, Schmitty, the Keeper of the Labyrinth, Andrew Dacey, the Warden of Whiskies, that's a good one, John Carney, the Court Necromancer, bringing back those dead people, Tiberius Starcrash Smith, the Baron of Britannia, maybe he's friends with the Green Knight. Then there's Eric Bontz, the Weregator, and Kevin Lovecraft, the Royal Beard. Now there's some other patrons that I want to mention right here. The Deliverator belongs to an elite order, a hallowed subcategory. Bridget, Athelus, Not That Billy Mitchell, Fiona, Kathleen Halperin, Christopher Gamelk, Michael Esperum, Joseph Knoll, Carlos, Hep Dilemma, Michael Draper, Cubano, Alice Kira, Jim Fitzpatrick, Brantley Harris, Steve Radabaugh, Richard Wyatt, Joseph Peralta, Brian Kurtz, Jared Rasher, Eileen Barnes, Brandon Barnes, Lee S., Tentacle Duck, Aaron Lakowski, Brendan Dennis, Padme's Lover, Ninjabi, Andy Olson, David Walker, and Victor Wyatt. Thank you so much for being our patrons. If you'd like more content like this, check out polygamero.us. We are the Polygamerist Podcast Network, where we help you play your best games. If you are interested in supporting this show and other shows on the Polygamerist Podcast Network, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/MMP. If that's not your thing, we'd still love your support by listening. We have Pandas Talking Games with Phil and Senna. It is car talk for your game. Ask them questions and they will answer them. There's the Gnomecast, gnomes giving their best GMing advice to help you play your best games, and they're also trying to avoid being thrown in the stew pot. Don't worry, if they die, we have clones of those who've passed away. Lastly, there's Thaco with Advantage with Ange and Jared. They talk about D&D topics while covering the history of the game and how it's evolved through the years.
With that, Misdirected Mark Plays is a Polygamers podcast production where we help you play your best games. Mic drop. We out.